Today we're going to learn a couple of seifim that are major seifim in halacha lemaisa of kashering, of hagala. And we were starting Sif Dalid when we broke last week. So let me just remind you of the introduction, and you're going to see very quickly that we have here a unusual series of kulas. That we always enjoy coolers that come here lemaisa. Now I do have to tell you, when people call me with a shaila and I tell them they have to kasher, it's a tremendous nafkamina to them if they need hagola or libun. Typically speaking, hagola is easier than libun, and that's what people prefer. Not that that changes the halacha, but there is a nafkamina. The hakdama was that hagola is something that becomes also through Bishul, has Hagala through Bishul, Kabbalah Kapaltai, and something that becomes also through roasting, through Tzli, needs Hagala through Tzli. That's the rule of thumb. Now,
you say Hagala, you say Libun.
Yeah.
What's the best way to do Libun?
There's only one way to do, the only way you can do Libun, we're talking about a real Libun, is to bring it to 750 degrees. The metal has to hit 750. The most practical way of doing it is by putting the kli into a self-cleaning oven and turning the self-cleaning oven on. No, I measured. They're all 750 or more. The brand names are 850. And the cheaper ones are the 750 area. But there wasn't a single one that was less than 750. We tested about seven or eight of them, and I have the number still, a number of years ago.
That's
Libun Gomer, right. Libun Kal is not, it's just instead of Hagala. It's an option. If you have to do Hagala, you could also do Libun Kal. So that if you have a big pot and you have to do Hagala, you can put it into an oven and you can turn it up to 450, which most ovens reach. And you have to leave it there long enough for the metal to hit 450. So it's not enough you hear the fire go off and the air hits 450. You've got to leave it a little while for the metal to get that hot. But that's enough. Libun Kal is mevakam hagala.
So what's the temperature?
It says kash nisraf ala mebuchutz, which 450 should be enough. Libun Kal. Hagala? Libun Gomor is 750 or more. And Libun Kal is about 50. Now, what about frying? What about when you fry something, you use oil and you fry cutlets? And you find out the cutlets were treif, or that you fried cutlets in a milchika pan. So what do you do about kashering the pan? That's the subject of this sif, and it's going to have...
Not a pan.
The pan that used oil in. So the question is, what is the din? Now we're going to have here a mechaber, easy mechaber, but two pshatim, at least two pshatim in the mechaber, and tremendous nafkamina between them.
What's a shaila?
Okay, so let's learn it. Let's see.
That's what we came
to. Machva a pan in which we fry. Afa pisha linya chametz bepesach dailoi bahagola. Siftal. Linya shari surim tzricha libun. Siftal of kufchaf alef, your photos test have kufchaf. So listen to this. Even though the gabi chametz and pesach were more meikol, it's an afagala. When you shari surin tzricha libun. So here you have a riddle. Where do you have the mechaber that were more meikol on pesach? So it's here. When you shari pesach, it's an afagala. When you shari surim libun. Why? That's the whole question. So the easy pshat is the Taz Gimel. Taz Gimel says kivan de hetera kabbalah. That's the first shot. Taz Gimel says, because it was Beleya Heter. Chametz before Pesach is Heter, it's Mutter. And therefore, Heter Bola, it's enough Hagala. Now, right away, we have now a tremendous Chiddush, a wonderful Chiddush. Comes out. If somebody has a Milchika frying pan, not a Ben Yaimai, most on that, and in the Milchika frying pan, they fry cutlets. So it's going to come out now that I could do it enough to do Hagala. It's a terabala. It's heter. Because it was belaya, not basar b'chala, it was belaya basar. And it's a milchika pan. So heterabala means that if it's belay a heter, it's enough hagala. You don't need leaver. If it's a bev, it's a ben yayv, it's isura bala, because then the meat became basa b'chala, it is belay a eser. But if you have a milch, it ain't a ben yayv, you do fleishiks, you want to do, so it'll be enough hagala. Because hetera kabala, and that's the mashmais of the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch, af mishin yichabis b'peis v'atayle b'hagala, li yishari surim tzricha leiva. So the gabi iser, it needs leiva. So this is the first pshat, the Taz's pshat. It's also the first pshat in the Shach. And it's a kula that it's enough. A terabala, it's enough hagala. Still, it's not enough. It's not enough to make a difference.
No, my question is, when you do hagala, how hot is hagala?
Boiling water is always good for hagala.
Yeah,
it's always good. Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's true that oil gets hotter, but nevertheless, it's enough. Hagol
is
hagol.
But it's not enough. He chooses mahavas because mahavas is a shallow pan rather than a deep pan. So if it's shallow, I don't know. Maybe it's.
I think he's just talking about the orcha de milsa. I haven't seen anybody who makes that
going. You need the explanation. Was it divla?
Oh, what's the explanation? Okay, good. So explanation, which we're going to see, I think Rabbi Kiva Eger. Is that we have a rule by Tera Bala that it's enough to weaken the Isser, to make it a Tam Kolosh. We have that in a few places, that by Heter, Tam Kolosh is enough to make a Mutter. By Nap or Not, we have that idea. That if you cook potatoes in a Lichka pot, if you cook potatoes in a treif pot, it becomes treif. If you cook in a Ben Yoymed. If you cook potatoes in a Ben Yoymed, it's Milchik, it's a Nap or Not. And if those potatoes become mixed with the meat, the gravy of meat, it doesn't become iser. Why? It has a taste of milk. The answer is because it's a tam kolosh. And a weak tam, when it has a shem iser, it's not enough. A weak tam is not enough to make it mutter. But when it doesn't have a shem iser, has a shem hatter, then it's enough. Kiveg is going to bring what the Pesach called the terabal or iser. Yeah, Kiveg is going to say that's iser.
Okay. Some poskim, you not just down last week, but some poskim said that the libuni we also say kabbalei tam poltai.
So that's be the makar.
In other words, from the tikkashu from Pesach, now you don't have to go to whatever 950 or 9. You could go whatever the highest temperature is.
I'm not sure what the makar for that is. Maybe it is a makar. From here, you don't see a makar. Oh, you mean if it's a terabala? Well, but it was saying. I mean, you were saying it's enough hagola, so therefore you could do a hagola dika. No, but the other problem is something else. It's true. The problem is it's cheres. Cheres is not enough without legal gomer. That's why it's hard to understand what these pesukim are saying. The coating is a cheres coating. It will be a metal coating in achinami. It will be enough legal dika. All right. So that's shot number one. That's easy enough. Let's learn the shach. The shach brings two pshatim. It's shaches, not a long shach. But it's a packed shach. Two pshatim. Listen carefully. Liyichabis v'peisa dai ba'agala. First pshat. Kivin da'a teira bala. Chei mashma ha'tam be'beis yaisif v'chei nag nira malashin ha'machaber kan v'chei kasa v'a teira zav. U'afizeh gabba machma shalchala v'basa sagi ba'agala kivin da'a teira bala. According to this, if it's milichix or fleishix also, it would be good enough because it's a teira bala. That's pshat number one. Avol. Pshat number two. The Chuvis Menachem Azariah, in the Chuvis of Menachem Azariah, obviously a Kadmain, Simit Tzadik Vav Kasavatam, new reason. Now you have to listen carefully to the reason because the words can be understood two ways. So in the second shot, you can understand the words two ways. Just read them carefully. Hatam Nei Shemachma Shal Oyde Kechavim Roiv Tashmishon Belimayim. A guy's frying pan is usually used without water. El al yedei shar mashkin kedayin shemen ukedayma. It's used with oil ukedayma loy. Mashenki b'machvas shel chametz akan l'shaynei. This is very hard. Saying goyim use oil in their frying pan more often than Jews in a chametzdika frying pan. What does that mean? They use oil more than Jews. So he needs to say the following. If it goes in by a chametzdika keli, it's used mostly with water. Things that go in through water come out through water. A frying pan that's used with oil, if it goes in with oil, it needs limun. Those are the words. What?
He's implying that they fry it without anything between the pot and the
Yeah, you might be right, but does it fit into the language? Right, Tashisha Beloy Mayim, Ali De Shar Mashkin, Gai Shemin Kadayim. Who are you reading the Lashon B'lishom Hatzai? Oh, the last words. Keep the ball, B'lishom Hatzai. So it's Mashma. With even without Shaman. Okay. So the way you're understanding is the Prima Gadam's understanding. Prima Gadam says, what's the difference, oil or water? The nature of oil is that it burns out. It doesn't. When you cook something in water, there's water there. When you use oil, the oil disappears. It dries or it evaporates. I don't know what it does. Or it absorbs in the food. And it disappears. So that's the Prima Gadam. The Prima Gadam is brought in the beginning of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. You see the Chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eiger. It says, B'mishvat Zayzab, that's the Prima Gadam Haven. The Chilik, the Shem and Sayer from Yavish, Fabish Al Or, Mashiach came B'mayim, period. It says, oil tends to dry, and if so, it's blibes like flea, because there's no emtsai, there's no middle medium through which it goes. Shaking water when there's a middle medium. So deep fry will be different according to this. So it comes out according to the Prima Gadim's Hezber in the Michas Azaria, in the Menachem Azaria. The difference is if there was a medium through which it went. So let's say you fry cutlets in a frying pan. If there was oil through which it went constantly, oil, any liquid, so that would be enough, libun. Because just like the issa went through a medium, that makes a bishul, so then it'll go out through water. The shankate of the oil dried up, there wasn't much oil there, then it went without oil, that's flea. That's the same. This is the Prima Gadim's understanding. So according to the Prima Gadim, so again, shot number one was it depends if it's heter or issa. Shot number two is the Prima Gadim. It depends if there's a liquid in between or there's no liquid in between. Now, according to the Prima Gadim, if you cook milk in a fleshiga ena ben yayim epat, you would need libun. Because the milk had no emtsai. It didn't go through a different medium. The milk itself is going into the kli. It would seem at least that according to Prima Gadim, Prima Gadim is saying if there's a medium through which it goes, then you can be meikel. If there's no medium through which it goes, then you have to be machmir. That's what it sounds like.
Why can't you say like this? If you have water, since it doesn't get any higher than 24 degrees, because it starts to boil, shemen is much hotter, because it boils at higher temperature, but once it dries up, then it gets as high as the market. And that's
because it has to do with the amount of heat.
Yes,
so it's not so much emsai. According to the Hezbollah, you're saying it would not matter if you're cooking water, or vita B 212. Okay, we'll see if that's so. There's some stuff we're going to learn, but we'll go one step at a time. Now, this is a very typical case where an Achrayin didn't see the original source. He didn't see the Menachem Azaria. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and this Rabbi Kiva Eiger makes the point, Prima Gadim did not see the original Sefer Menachem Azaria. It's not a common Sefer. He saw the brief quote of it in the Beis Yosef, and therefore he misunderstood. It's interesting. There's I think in the Sma, who was a contemporary of the Lavush, he complains about the Lavush, that the Lavush didn't have Svarim. He didn't look things up in their origin. And therefore, he always paskin from quotes that were incomplete. And he tainis that the Lavush is prone to making these types of errors, and he says that's why we shouldn't paskin like the Lavush when he has a Dasi Yafid, etc. And there were people who didn't have Svarim available to them. The Rabbi Kiva Eiger has this taina on the Prima Gadim. So we're going to learn now a second Pshat of Menachem Azaria. And I have to tell you, this Rabbi Kiva Eiger looks like a long one. It's actually two Rabbi Kiva Eigers. There's one, and then he says, Alika Devei Ashach. We're going to learn the first half, which is his Pshat in Menachem Azaria. Again, what's the goal? To figure out why Chametz BePesach is Hagala and Shari Surim is Libun, when you fry. That's the abbreviation of the second line. Memchilas kvay teiras emayim b'tshuvas menachem azaria yirish she'ein ikein. Ela, deba'ayve kechavim darkon levashel b'machvas imashkim iser. Goyim who cook using oil use treifa oil, like chelav muhutach, like melted fats. V'nivlohi iserasami b'kli b'leim tzai. When the oil is treifa oil, the oil itself goes into the kli without any other medium. Umikri tashmishi al yedei or, that's called you cooking on a fire. Avol b'machvas chametz, she'en kei me'achametz tika one, shekol ha'tigunim eim hetim. When you fry, there's nothing treif. Ela, she'emu rusachim, mavliin ha'chametz b'kli. B'chametz ha'bulua al yedei reischin, niflat al yedei reischin, mayin shab. He says that when, what's the difference between chametz and a guy's kli? By a guy, the oil itself is treif. Since the oil itself is treif, so that's that has a din of libun, because there's no medium through which it goes. A chametz tika kli, there's no chametz tika oil. The oil is non-chametz. The problem is that you're frying breaded cutlet, you're frying chametz in there. The chametz goes through an emtsoi, through oil. So since the chametz goes through an emtsoi, it's enough hagom. When the oil itself is treif, that's worse. And the Prima Gadol himself talks about cooking milk or tray for chicken soup. Period. That's really the end of the first thing. Then he goes, Master Shima Shach. He goes on the second part. So Rabbi Kiva Eger's Shita, which we're going to take as the Ikala Halacha, because he had the original, Rabbi Nachum Azariah, is saying that it depends if the oil is kosher or treif. If the oil is itself something kosher or treif. If the oil is treif, then you need libun. If the oil is kosher, you need hagol. Now here, this Rabbi Kiva Eger is a great kula. Why? Comes out, if somebody fried a treifa cutlet in a pan, but used kosher oil, that it's enough hagala. Now it's a bigger kula. I should say it's bigger, it depends on the case. We have one kula, hetera bala, it's enough hagala. We now have a second kula. Renachem Azai's kula is, that any time the liquid is not itself iser, it could be oil, it could be water, whatever it is, if the liquid itself is not itself iser, before you start, when you're cooking, it's going to become nasa nevela. But the liquid itself is not iser. That's enough to do hagol. So we have a tup shot.
That can't be the mechaber, because otherwise mechaber, why did he mention Pesach only? He should have mentioned any iser.
Because the previous simon, he said, dini hagol v'liban alei k'suvim milchus Pesach. He said, you want to know hagol, learn Pesach. So in Dalit he says, but one thing is different. Even they're going to look there and it says hagol, l'yushari sur, it's richa liba. So that's the flow. So lemaisa we have here a machlokes what the kula is. Again, when is it enough hagala? So we said cooking is hagala, tzli is liban. What about frying? So according to the first pshat, by frying, if it's a teira bala, you can be mekel. According to the second pshat, it has to do with whether you used kosher oil. As long as the medium, the oil was kosher, then it's fine. Then that would be considered to be something that only needs hagala.
The Muhammad doesn't mention
that's true. He says shari surim tzricha libun. He doesn't say goy or not goy, but he says shari surim.
So
what?
The simon started with goy.
Kelim ani kochim in ayve kechavim. What? Yeah, it could happen in a house that it becomes treif. Now wait, this is not the jackpot yet. The jackpot is that in the second half of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, who says that Rabbeinu Menachem Azariah doesn't agree with the first kula? It's not a stira. Could be he agrees that Teira Bala is enough hagala. And he also holds that if it goes through oil, that's kosher, it's also mutter. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger paskins like both kulas. That if it's a teira bala, you could be mekel, it's enough hagala. And that's even if the oil itself is fleishik, so milchis, if you use the butter as an oil to grease to cook something. As long as it's a teira bala, it's mutter b'hagala. And even if it's Isser, if you do it to Ramsas or Kosher Oil, you can also be Makel. So it comes out, the Shach at the end of the Shach said, Lefiza, it's a Machlaikis. So we keep arguing the second half, says, who says it's a Machlaikis? We'll make it either way. Which means we learned in the course of these few minutes two fantastic coolists that come up all the time, that either if someone made a Fleishiga pan, you used the Femilichix, Eina Ben Yaymai, so it's a Terebala, or Milchix of Fleishix, it's an Afagala, or if somebody even used treif, he realizes it's treif, but he used kosher oil as a medium, that, or even water as a medium, whatever he used as a medium, that would also be a nafagala. Two tremendous kumas. If it's a benyama, it won't be good, because then the meat that you're frying became basa b'chalav, and that's isura bala. So if you have a milchik ben benyama, you cook meat.
In the second case, where you're using a treif,
with the pan itself, when using treif meat through oil, so it doesn't really matter. Even if it's a new pan, you have the shayla, because there's nothing. Only bas v'chalav has to do with the old liya, and other things you don't really care about the old liya.
Is butter considered a kosher emtsai? Is butter considered a kosher emtsai if it's a
fleshy
pan?
If it's a ben yayim, not. If it's a
ben yayim,
yes. You have to remember, chaticha nas nevela is only, first of all, mechaber v'chalav doesn't hold nas nevela by shari surim. And even with Didan, Chaticha Nas Nevela is a Gezerah Atu Basa B'Cholav. It's not really Be'etzem a Chefza Di Sura. So we're talking about how the Blias go in. The Blias still went in through an Emtsai. The Treif of Blias went in through an Emtsai, which is not a solid Blia of the Isser. It's funny because it will come out if you take the oil after it's Nas Nevela and you put it in a different Kli and cook it. It would. I assume it would. Now you wouldn't have this cooler. But I hear. There's a prima garden we had in somewhere in Basa B'Cholov, who said there's old shaylof by Blias. You say chaticha nas nevela, by Blias in a kli. You say chaticha nas nevela, which is not a case of Blias in a kli. Here's Blias in a food. But his idea was that it has to be dumya. Dimya, the original basa b'chalav. Actually, here in the way it is dumya. So I'm not sure. You have to think about it. I'm not sure. Okay. But at any rate, we have here two fantastic kulas. And to codify it, we look in the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva brings a Tshuvas Rebbe Kiveger. Here it's the bottom Pischei Tshuva, Zayin. Linyan Chabbis v'Pesach. What we're going to get in this Pischei Tshuva is a third kula. We already have two. Some Seifel had a third. I am bereit to b'shem hashach. Lefizeh gam b'machvas shalbasai cholof tzarech liban. B'shachol t'machvas shalbasai cholof also needs liban. On that, I am b'tshuvas meir ha-galer Rebbe Kivegas in M.M.T.S. Dira maslo b'hi. So here you have a tshuvas Rebbe Kiveger shetom al hashach. D'machvas basa v'adei mahani ha-galo k'demaskinu b'sugi d'avai d'zara gabi noiser kimi d'atero balo y'naparnan. Vaha dinosin haram Rabbeinu Menachem Azariah tam acher b'chametz. Hain desfirle karash but the chametz mikri isur abala. Why is the Menachem Azariah not agreeing with the first heter that heter abala tzanaf agala? Look, the shach. Rabbeinu Menachem Azariah agrees with the first kula that heter abala tzanaf agala. He just holds that chametz is called isur abala. The chametz even before Pesach has a shem chametz. Legabe Pesach it's isur abala. The Shmoyalav. Abel b'shalbasa l'chalav. Pshita d'mahani agala. B'niach b'tzarachim. He left the shach in the tzarachim. So here, what he's bringing, this small piece of Pischei Tshuva is the second half of the shach. He's saying that Rabbeinu Menachem Azariah agrees to the first kula. So we have both kulas. One more kula. Ayin b'tshuvas from Seifas in Mekofiyadav. Shekasa she ayin heitim v'loshin tshuvas Menachem Azariah. Shevi ha-shach. So Seifas did the same thing. He looked up the original tshuvas Menachem Azariah. V'hela ladina barayis bururais din yirukein. D'chol b'liya shehu derech bishol afilu loyim tzah seheter. Anything that goes in a manner of cooking, kagay, shebishol yayin esach. V'cholav osur. V'chelav osur.
Yayin esach v'chelav.
Okay, the chayla v'isa, but it means a liquid. Afilu v'isa day raisa, kagan yayin l'nozi u'kadayma, b'kaba k'kabala kapaltai, k'bali ade bishul kapaltai ade bishul. Ha'golos mayim chamin. The chal ha'mashki nikron bishul chutz, the chayla v'shuman, that's what I think was chala before, u'kabala kapaltai. So zotach some cipher, another kula. If you cook, let's say, milk in a fleshiga pat, a tray for liquid in a fleshiga pat, in a kosher pat, so here, you don't have the first heter, it's not heter bala. I mean, if it's treifa liquid, you don't have heter bala. You don't have the second kula, there's no emsoi. Nevertheless, since you're doing it through cooking, since you're taking a pot full of liquid and cooking it, kabayla yade bishul, kapelta yade bishul. Ach mash nivla yade tigun shemen v'chelev, or they tell you, hoi yade emsoi shemen shaleter. But if you're cooking, frying, then it depends if the medium is heter. So it comes out here that we learned three, it turns out, kulis, that you don't need libun if you have one of these three, either you heterabala, or you fried with the kosher oil, or you cooked something, even if it was the liquid that was treif, without emtsoi, and it's not heter, you could also be mekel.
What is the third?
So the third is that if you cook a treif of liquid, so it's not heterabala, it's not either emtsoi, it's heter, but you can be mekel because it was only cooking. Cooking is cooking.
Oh, bishul of the
three. Yeah. All right, so these are, as promised, the three kulis of this short sif and the important shach. The poiskim them on like this, even though the shach himself says it's a machlaikis, but, you know, ein vadoi shel Rabbi Kiva, ein sveka shel shach, mighty midei the vadoi of all the other poiskim, the Rabbi Kiva Englis and Seifer, especially because they have the taina that if you would see the original Menachem Azariah, you would say this pshat in him, and also that there's not necessarily a machlokes. I'm sure we do. I don't, but I'm sure we do. Yeah, I think when you fry, it's not the same as cooking. If the bliya is through, I think not. Why? Not sure. But if you, not sure how do you define frying? What about deep frying? Deep frying is probably, I don't know. I assume that deep frying is by cooking. Perhaps. So now it's a little hard to understand why plain frying is not. Maybe it's because the oil dries up. That was the prima facie trick. So okay. What? Small layer, yeah, but the oil gets equally, gets to say it reaches the same temperature whether it's here or there. Okay, anyway, these are the three wonderful coolest of the sif, and Rabbanim come on to it, especially Hetera Bala. Most household shilas are Mochiks and Fleishiks, and most typical homes, and usually it's Anabin. I usually have these coolest. Okay, sif hey. Okay, Sif Hei is a collection of halachis, at least the Ramah. We're going to learn Sif Hei, just what we're aiming here to know is a collection of halachis for used kalim. This is sort of the flea market simon, Sif, where people buy kalim on a, that were treva. If you can kasher it, you kasher it. Well, let's see. All right, first a mechaber. Mechaber says, Mhigo kli atzarach libon. If you did a gala on a libun kli, asul ishtamish by chamin, afil ishalaya de aish. You can't use it for chamin, even not on the fire. You might think, if I'm cooking in it, so hagala should be enough for cooking. He says, no. If it needs libun, libun is not adequate. And you're not allowed, if you need libun, hagala is not adequate. Even though you'll kind of, what do you mean? I kashed it with boiling water. All I want to do is use it for boiling water. We don't say that. We say that if it needs libun, some bliyas stay in. If it didn't go out the first time, it'll go out the second time. Not the second time, not the third time. So if you do Hagala for a Levim Kli, it's not good. This is not an issue of any machlokes at all, and the Mechaber is simple. The Ramah now discusses using a Treifa Kli for cold. I'm cold, I go and I find something at a flea market, a very nice bowl. The bowl could have been used originally to serve a stew. Somebody served a stew in it, and now it's treif. I don't want to use it. I'm going to use it just as a fruit to put my bananas and my oranges and apples in. So am I allowed to go and take a treifa kli and designate it for use for cold? I'm going to use it only for cold things. What's it do? Now what? Okay, so let's see. That was this question by Tefillah, if you change it. The Shach there said, if you buy a keli and you use it for cold, you don't have to tivel. And then when you change it to hat, so there was a machlis, you have to tivel. That was in Achinami, there it's mashu, you're allowed to do it. Okay, let's see what it says here. Okay. Avol, so it says to Rama, Avol muta lishtamish by tzainain, afil lachatchila, al yedei hadocha vishishuf hetif. But you're allowed to use it for cold. Even lechatchila, through now hadacha v'shishuf heitev will soon become a major discussion of what it means. Simply put, hadacha is rinsing. Rinsing is not enough. We say in halacha that when you rinse something, there's still a fatty residue that would be left on a keli that was used for hat, and therefore you need hadacha v'shishuf heitev. Hadacha is the way a man washes out a pat, and hadacha v'shishuf heitev is the way a lady washes out a pat.
I don't understand why
it takes my wife so long to wash the dishes. It takes a few seconds, but she really wants to make them very clean.
What does it say, hadacha?
Without water, shifshuf's not going to do it. You need hadacha v'shishuf, rubbing, scouring.
Okay. Shifshuf and hadacha, not hadacha and shifshuf.
The way ladies do it, it's hadacha v'shifshuf. The way men do it, it's shifshuf. The same thing. Okay. So now listen to the Ramah. The Ramah says you're allowed to use it for coal, provided you did Adachav Shishuchaitiv. The Kosh came a Klisha Tzarech Hagala. And certainly a Kli that doesn't need Libun, that needs Hagala also. Vidafka Biderech Haroi. That's only Mutta to use it Biderech Haroi temporarily. Kagai. Shuba Beisevi Kechav. Let's say a person's traveling. And he's in a guy's place. He goes into a, he's using a guy's house for a day or two, so he can wash out the kelim well and use it for cold. Oy b'di'eved. What does b'di'eved mean? B'di'eved, it doesn't answer anyway in cold. So the zok shachir aleph. B'di'eved means that's the only kli. You already have the kli. You have no other kelim. You need it. So b'di'eved means if you're stuck, you could use it. Aval im reitzel shtamish by bikva. You want to use it in your house permanently. Yesh machmirin va'aymrim dafil l'shtamish by tzayin and tzarech hagolai libon gzei reshami yishtamish by chamin v'achi nayagin. But to be kaveya, this bowl, you're going to say, this is my fruit bowl, I'm going to use it in my house from now on as a fruit bowl, we're afraid at some point you're going to need something to put the soup tureen or the chalent into, and you're going to use it there. So therefore, it's aser l'chatchila obviously, but it's aser to be kaveya even for cold. So till now we're talking about something you bought from a guy that the guy used for hat. So now you want to use it for cold. So we said you could use it for cold temporarily and not in a permanent manner. Even kelim that are normally used for cold. Now you don't know, maybe the guy used it for hat, maybe not. You're going, you're buying a fruit, you're talking buying a fruit bowl. So can you rely that the guy only used the fruit bowl for coal? So it depends. Im yeshlocha shechamu b'bayayin kolin kei kesef v'egin lahagol v'egin l'shanei. So if it's something that they would normally use for hat, so then you have to be chayshish, they use the for hat, and you have to kasher it. Even for coal permanently. Right? Coal permanently because of gzera. So the gzera applies to anything you get from a guy except something that you're certain the guy only used for coal. Let's say you would have a pitcher that you bring to the table for drinks. So I think you could rely that the guy used it for cold. So then you can take it and do a shif shif heitev and use it that way. That goes to the old machleichis of klirish and klisheni. I think it would be totally. If you hold the Ramah holds klisheni, it's not bilayas. Obviously he'd be mekel. But Lididan, that we're machmer a cliche, I suppose we have to machmer here. Unless you want to make a sfek sake out of it. What?
That the Rambam Rishi too said that you are afraid to use it once. The first in Machaber, the first simon, the first sif said the derech to use it cold, you don't have to worry.
It was a derech to use a kli by tefilas kelim.
No, by kashan.
Oh yeah, because the mechabish sheet is you go basa reif tashmishan. Mechabish, this is all the Ramallah shitase. The mechaber sheet is that you only have to kasha things according to reif tashmishan, the way they're usually used. As our Warren Geyser, because the guy used it once. The Geyser basa reif tashmishan. So this Ramah is the shitase. Now b'afilu teva is v'shulchana is handi kachem rabbi kechavin. Oh, so what about kavish? So shach yud gimel. Shach Yud Gimel says, "Oysha Omid Bayayin, Kai Gavna Meislays, Davalei Kavush." If it's something that they would use Kavush, would be a problem. So what about a pitcher? A pitcher that could leave things 24 hours. But which drinks are treif nowadays? Grape juice. So you have to be chayshish that the guy put grape juice. Maybe it's the only drink. Grape juice and wine. Wine you don't put in a pitcher. It's not what? They have special wine decanters, right? Yeah. Okay. What? Well, there's a separate issue. I would like to learn Hilchas Yayin Nesach, at least part of it. This Mitzvah Shem Kuchav Gimel. We're going to discuss one of the hot topics. Is about grape juice. Is they have machines where you put grapes in one end. At the other end, you get boiled grape juice that's already, they drink a few too. It comes out grape juice that's already cooked. Yayim Avoshel. So the question is if that has a din of Yayin Nesach. Why? Because the guy pressed on. If the guy, it says in Allah, in the Gemara, that the guy doesn't have to touch it. If the guy stands on the weight that presses down on it, then that also makes the Yayin Nesach. Now here the guy doesn't stand on it. He pushes the button that causes the pressure to go on it, whether that's good or not. Now that is a difference of opinion today. And in our house, we don't eat candies that are grape flavored in general, even Laffy Taffys. We throw them in the garbage. Because the Hechsherim, the national Hechsherim, allow grape juice that is made in such a kli, and it's a very debatable issue as to whether it's mutter. Though you recently sent out a letter, they have a dafa kashrus, and they wrote that stop calling us and asking us which grape juice is in different products, because our policy is we don't divulge the source. It's part of the agreement with the company. You don't divulge the source of their ingredients, and if you want to know, you have to call the company directly. If the company wants to divulge it, it's good. If not, not. So we don't use it. My son lives in Edison, and he trained his son that grape we don't eat. So son was in kindergarten, and he said, grape I can't eat. So it had an OU. So the teacher was upset. Now one of the rabbanim in Edison, Chashuva Tam Chacham, is one of the rabbinic administrators in the OU. So she went to OU, says the Reisman's, they're not relying on OU grape, they're machmir. So he told her, it's a chumrah that makes sense. Because the grape, when it's natural grape, the grape is taka, there's a dispute over it. So you want to be machmir, it makes sense. Now, some things are artificial. Artificial is always mutter. But the natural grape, because there's this difference of opinion over certain grape juices, is an issue, and so I don't know what to tell you. It comes up with the, what are those candies? The fruit by the foot, the dried fruit. Fruit by the foot? Fruit by the foot, whether you buy strawberry or cherry or everything, it's made either from grapes or pears. Everything else is flavoring. So you have to look at the ingredients. If you want to be machmir on this, you have to look what the first thing on the ingredient is. Many of them are grape and pear. I guess whatever is the cheapest one at the time, they probably use. They just need it as the bulk, and then they flavor it.
How well can you trust that the ingredients are accurate?
If you can trust the ingredients are accurate.
Yeah,
I don't know. You know, again, my fallback is they are mekilim anyway. You know, I'm not eating something that might be chazer. So I'm trusting that the ingredients are accurate. Maybe, I don't know, get me nervous now. But, you know, a lawyer says you can't trust, so that's a different story. I think Kedem's the only one that has an all Jewish...
No. I mean, are all not grapes without hashgacha made in this manner?
I don't know. I don't know the facts. Maybe I'll try to find out. I don't know. You're saying, is every grape juice plant automated to this extent? I could try to find out. Anyway, we got sidetracked. Let's get back here. Off the grape juice topic, back to the Ramah. The Ramah's Shita. By the way, it's a Chuvah in the Hatzvi if you want on this. But you know, we'll get to Kuf Chav Gimel, hopefully. The Ramah said that to use it temporarily for cold is Aser. Vafilu, to use it temporarily is Mutter, and permanently is Aser. Vafilu Tevais v'Shulchanais and Yikachim v'Kechach. When you buy a table from the guy, a table was certainly never a Kli Rishon. You can't cook on a table. And it's really not normally a cliché either. You don't put food off the table? In the table. All right, but you buy a table, there's not bowls in the table. Our tables, unless it was an Adira in Eretz Yisrael, the tables are not used for plates. And therefore, really, the tables, it's only a suffix if there was ever a hot food, that tray for hot food that was ever put directly on the table. So Ramah says, "Afilu tevis for shulchanis and kamen, I become noyagin lahagil shema nishpcha aleim cham." The minig is to be magil. Of course, you magil the kalim through iroi. The minig is because maybe hot water was poured, hot tray was poured on it. If it after lachatchila, avad yevad ein lachish lachol zeh. Period. The klicheres she nishtamish by bitzaynein me'achadi efshe ba'agala mikri di'evet v'sagilei merika v'shtifa heiter. But if it's a klicheres, b'di'evet ain lachush l'chol zeh. No. Somebody says it's going on the whole thing. The Taz Hay says it. Loikai raka divrei haga mashkosav ashulchan aruch. It doesn't go on, but in the Ramah it goes in the whole Ramah. If I use a tablecloth, in other words, I have a tray for thing and I always use a tablecloth, I suppose it could be makel, make a gzera. You don't use a tablecloth, it's a new gzera. And even if I don't use a tablecloth, chatchil, I don't put hot food. So I guess, dai lecha, b'vach ha-deramo aser, I don't think we have to ask them more than it. It's not a problem. The surface wetness is not enough, the Prima Gadim says to Aser. It has to really have been Iser. But even then it will be enough with Irui because Tatoi Gavar. And it's only Mavliak de Klipa. So again it will be enough really to do Irui. The Saramah ends that by Klicheris it could be more Makel. That since it doesn't have Agali it could be Makel. It's Sagile Vimarika Vishtifa Hativ. Now this is a part we're going to have to talk about. It says you can even put in sharp foods, certainly sharp but dry foods like spices. Okay, so here we have to deal with this. Where are we holding? We're holding with this rather simple Ramah. It's a Chumrah, but it's a Ramah. The Ramah says if you buy Kalim that you could be chayshish were used for other things. It seems, if you're certain they were only used for cold, you could be makel, unless there's a kavash issue. But otherwise, you can be makel. But otherwise, you go to a flea market, you buy kalim, you have to kasher them. Ara, you could use it without kashering. Otherwise, you have to kasher. Shalom al Yisrael, everything's good. Fine. Question is, if it's ara, I want to use this just once. Like I said, I just want to use it to put something in. Cold, I'm going to use it for cold. Cold is not a problem. Problem is, what about a cold dover charif? A sharp food that's cold that I put in the keli should be worse because we had learned that a dover charif is maflit. You don't need kovish 24 hours. If you're using powder, using ground pepper, it's not a problem. Ground pepper is not maflit from kalim. There's no kavush on a salad, even if it's powder. But if you want to put horseradish in it, and I'll put mustard in, send it to davachara for vinegar, chaimitz, the shear of kavush is kedei sheitin alo orvi arsiach. The amount of time you put it on a fire, it would boil. So we said it's 6 to 18 minutes. So you're putting chrein on a table, it's going to sit there for 6 to 18 minutes. So the question now is, we said derech arai, you're allowed to use it for cold. Does that include putting in a dava charif? What should the shayla be? If the dava charif is going to be maflit from the kli. So Shach Yud talks about this Ramah. It's a little funny. Shach Yud is in the beginning of the Sif, and the Ramah is at the end. But and he's referring to the Ramah anyway, because he starts Kosev Bedarkei Maisha Afilu Chayim Itz Mutalitim By Adaya Dachav Shetifa Kamesh Kosev Arashba Soif Simin Zelian Snein Gabi Sakin Ashad Ramchid Kan Lashanim. So he brings the Ramah. He quotes it from the Darkei Maisha. It's also the Ramah. The Ramah says you're allowed to put in a Dava Charif. So the Shach says, what's going on here? What's he talking about? It's Dava Charif Lach is maflit with Kavush from the Keli. The Rashba, the Darkei Maisha quotes a Rashba in Raya, the Nitzad of Tvei. The Rashba is talking about a knife. A knife, you do Nitzad, that's a different story. So we have here Machloikis, Shach and Taz. It's Shach and Ramah. What is the Machloikis? The Shach sounds 100% right. The Shach sounds correct that a Dava Charif is Kavush. It's Kavush, and Kavush should be Maflet from Kalim immediately. What's going on here with the with this Darkei Maisha? So this subject is a tumult. It's a tumult over a rule that's in the Shach himself, in Hilchos Melicha, Siman Samach Tes, I think it's Sifkat and Samach Ches there in the Shach. The Shach there has an idea that Charifus is not maflit from Kalim. That, I think the Lashon is, Ein Melicha Bekli Lahaflit. That at least when you saw, he's talking there about a keli that's treif, because you salted meat in it. A keli she'ena menuka that you salted meat is treif. He says you put a dava charif in, it's not going to become treif, because malicha doesn't work on kelim to be maflit. If you salt meat, you see an effect. You salt kelim, you don't see any effect. So there's no malicha the kelim lahaflit, which I would have thought is a rule for all dava charifs. And if so, dava charif is not maflit from kelim, then the Ramah is understandable. That's not a problem. But the Shach himself here is saying not that way. That it's only Malicha that's not Poyal on Kalim Lahafli. But a Dava Charif is. So what's Pshat in the Darkei Maisha? So the Chavis Das says a Pshat, it's Simit Sadek Aleph, Sivkot and Dalit. Says a very nice Pshat. We know that there's a concept of Ni'itza on Kalim. On knives. Right? If you get a knife, if the knife was stuck into a klimishin, you have to kasher it. You have a knife in your house, you cut with a milk, with a fleshka knife, you cut a thick piece of cheese. Or with a milchka knife, you cut a piece of meat that's packed, like a salami. So now, it's treif, cold. But the itza bakarka, you stick in the karka 10 times and packed earth, that's good enough. That's the Struvus HaRajma. So the Shach says, the Rajma's talking about the itza, why are you comparing it to Kalim? Zok the Chavis Das, Shichshuch Heitev, Hadachah, Shichshuch Heitev is the equivalent of Ne'itza. Washing something out and rubbing it well with something to clean the surface, that is a equivalent of Ne'itza. That's the same thing as Ne'itza. And just like Ne'itza takes off the surface fats from it, Shichshuch Heitev, rubbing it well, means, I don't know what you have to use exactly, but with some cleaning utensil. With steel wool, I don't know what he used exactly. But rubbing it, he had paper towels or something, but whatever he used, or maybe he used shmatis, that is the equivalent of the Itza Bekarka. That's what he's saying. And this is the Chavis Das that explains this Ramah. And he says that's why it's enough for a cold Dava Charif. Because it's the equivalent of Ni'itza, just like the Ni'itza were Mekel, here also were Mekel. Now, what? No.
You
could do it the same day. If so, that Dachar Shishav Heitiv. It's a bigger. Yeah, but here you're not using it for hand. you're going to use it for a kol dava charif. He's saying for a kol dava charif, it's enough the hadachah b'shushuf heitiv. It's only going to take from the surface. Rechidish. So he says that that's the equivalent. Now this would be a raya to those who hold that rubbing a knife with steel wool is the equivalent of nitsa. It's an old question. When Chazal say the nitsa, is it good enough to clean it, rub it with steel wool and clean it well? This chavas das would be a makar for those who are mekel in this inyan.
Is there a difference if the davar charif is black or yavish?
Yeah, if it's yavish, there would be no argument.
No argument.
Yeah, if you put ground pepper into a kli, that is no argument. If you put like horseradish and mustard, I mean, those are things that are charif lach, and those are things where you have this particular issue.
Doesn't so, require an overnight element to it, a time element besides being.
No, that's a baba's tale. That's a grandma's tale. That you leave knives in. My grandmother, la shalom, I went to her house as a boy. I remember seeing knives sticking out of a flower pot. Not often, but I remember seeing it. I asked her, what's this? And she told me, that's how you kasher it. I didn't know anything at the time. But somehow they had this thing that you leave it in. And most things you hear from your grandma that don't make sense have some sort of source. But not this one. This one has no known source, what leaving in the ground does. And
it makes a lot of sense, right?
Why? Okay. My grandmother's listening. She's so okay. All right. So that's basically the halacha of Sifa. Okay. Sifav. So Sif Dalid, whether two or three kulas, Sif Hey. Sif Vav is another machlaikis. Let me just talk about it briefly, so next week when you come back, it'll be Chazara, so we'll all remember it. Sif Vav presents a machlaikis mechaber amah, if it's enough to kasher a kli in the part that became treif. In other words, I have a fleishiga pat. And spritzed. I was cooking cheese, and cheese spritzed on the side. Now, I know which side of the kli has the cheese spritz. Is it enough for me when I kasher it? I'll wait 24 hours. I'll kasher it by putting that side of the pot into boiling water. Kibbala kapote. The bliya went in through one part. It'll go out through one part. Now, a spritz is a bad example because that's only an irui. An irreclamation only goes to the klipa. Let's say a spritz went on it when it was hot on the fire. It has boiling water in a fleshika pat, and the spritz of milk went. There's no iser, it's power of water. But now the spritz could go in the whole thing. Is it enough to kasha part of it? The mechaber says you have to kasha the whole thing. And the Ramah at least appears to say it's enough to kasha a part of it. Now the lumdis of that is the flexible of Avram and the Shach. And Yitzhak Shem will get to it. What I'd like to do, we have a few minutes, is talk about a second Shiloh, which is indirectly related. We're going to talk about a Kli. We kasha a whole Kli. Question is, sometimes you have Kalim that have hinges on them that connect to another Kli. You have sometimes a pot with a cover, and the cover is on a swivel. It's a hinge. It's not one item with the pot. It's separate. Here, if the pot itself got a bliya of even iser, the question is there any reason to kasha the cover, which is not one piece with it? Now, it's on a hinge. I don't want to take it apart. But I want to know, do I have to kasher it or not? I once mentioned this in a Navi Shira. I gave a Shira on the Dira days. If somebody uses glasses, this one fits stirring milachiks and this one for stirring fleishes. Assuming they're attached with hinges. Is it okay? I'll say, this one's b'leia milchik, this one's b'leia fleishik, and the bliyas don't meet from one to the other. Now, l'chaira, according to the rule, we have a rule that ain bliya yaitza m'kli l'kli b'lei reitiv. They're separate kalim, it doesn't go. If I would take aluminum foil, have 100-yard piece of aluminum foil and wrap something, and a bliya would go in, it would travel all 100 yards, because it's all on kli. The bliya would travel through the whole thing. But if I take two pieces of aluminum foil, I wrap one, I put another one on top. So when the bliya goes into the one on top, it has no way of getting into the one on bottom. separate kelim, ein bliya yaitza makli lakli b'lay raitiv. A bliya doesn't go from one keli to another without a significant amount of moisture between them. And therefore, it would appear that a kli that's made out of many different halakim should be mutter.
How do we know?
Because I have one piece, and I put a screw. So I have one piece, another piece, and a screw is a third piece. It's not one keli. What makes it one? It's two. What makes it one is if it's one. If it makes it two is if it's two. That's so complicated.
How do they make a pot? Yeah.
If they melt it together, then it's one. If they don't melt it together, it's not one. So I would think. I mean, it's no different than a pot on a pot. How's about? Oh, good. So that in Simen in Hilchis Pesach in Simen Tuftun Beis Sefir Aleph, it says that you have to kasher a handle together with a kli. Now, if the handle is one piece, you don't need the Shulchan Aruch to tell you have to kasher the handle. It means that the handle is a separate piece and it's attached. So there it says you have to kasher the handle. Why should you have to kasher the handle? So the Taz learns pshat in the Shulchan Aruch that any time you have two things that are connected, you have to be chayshish that it spritzed from one onto the other. In other words, if the keli became treif, lava daite, you didn't plan to make a treif. You have to assume that there's a strong possibility that whatever you were cooking in the pot went on to the handle. Zaya went on the handle, it's bliya went on, it's mamashus went on the handle, but something went there, and that's a takana derabanan, that you have to kasher the whole thing.
Does it need the same level?
Now,
if the pot needs a golem, does the handle need
that's
a
what it sounds like from the... That's what it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch. That whatever one needs, the other needs. Now, you could learn differently. You could learn, and the Taz himself says, you could understand that he means chamik tzasei chamkulai. That if the heat goes to one, the heat travels to the next, and somehow the bliyas go. But the Taz rejects that. It's a big nafkamina. Chamik tzasei chamkulai is a din by metal. That the heat travels in metal. It wouldn't be a din in plastic. But the Shah Lamaisa, the Taz learns that you have to be chayshish, it touched. And the Tshuva Sachroinim seem to say the Taz is lahalocha, is the ikr. The Marsham has a tshuva about a keli that had legs. It came and you set up legs that were attached, but they were separate kelim. They were either on hinges or on some other kli. And a blia, the question was whether you have to kasher the legs with the kli. And he writes that the minigan kli was to kasher a whole thing. Now, when you kasher, you have to kasher a whole thing, and therefore, which would seem that you have to kasher a whole thing. Now the catch is, he's talking about metal. So that his reason applies to chamik tzasei kamkulei as well. He brings this minute from a Radvaz. And the Radvaz that he quotes mentions chamik tzasei kamkulei. So that, by metal, it's certainly that way. However it works, by metal, you have to kasher anything that's attached to it, that's together with it. By shar minim, it's not clear that that's so, although the Taz holds that way. It's not 100% clear that it's so, and it depends. If it's a case that you could kasher the whole thing, you kasher the whole thing. If it's a case where it's difficult, so I guess we have to be ma'ayin. The lashon of the Radvaz that the Marsham quotes sounds like it's only by metal. If you're sure, what?
The Radvaz talking about two different pieces that are hinged.
Yeah, pieces that are hinged together, legs that are hinged to a kli. So I wouldn't understand it, that it works that way, but I guess he travels even if the kelim are separate. That the chamik tzasei, that it goes that way. We could experiment, but he says that that's the way it works. What? Yeah, so blias may have to be consecutive to travel. Heat. The air is also something which passes heat. It doesn't pass blias, no blias in the air. So if there's a tiny airspace between them, it'll be enough to interrupt the blias, but not necessarily the chamimas. The question is, who cares? If chamimus goes without blias, what do I care? So apparently, it's what he calls a minig and klai yisrael to kasher the whole thing. How strong the minig is when the oisrim say it's a minig and the matirim hold that there's no iser. So b'makom tzayrich, it would sound like something that a person could be makel on. All right, the main shaila whether you have to kasher the whole kli or part of the kli is Sivav, gigantic Taz and Shach, and Yitz Hashem will enjoy it next week.